Well, much to talk about, Mark. Let's begin with probing you. Have you been told by Matthew Benham that you're leaving the club at the end of the season?
No, the club have made a statement today, Billy, which is clearly on the website. It's there, explains everything. And as I said, the only focus from me is on his squad of players.
Were you made aware through the Spanish press all the times that Matthew Benham and Cliff Crown had spoken to a manager in Spain?
No, you have to probe, Billy. I'm sure you have to probe, and you're probing very nicely. But as I say, the statement is it's there for a reason. It's there for the fans and supporters. And the board, Matthew and the board, have made their statement. And as I say, the only focus can be now this team, this squad of players have achieved so much, and obviously this season peter out, we've got our targets and we can push forward very hard from here.
Just talking of the statement, there's a bit on it that I don't understand. It says here, Mark's increasing profile within the game, we recognise that he will have deservedly turned the heads of other clubs. What does that mean?
I suggest it's a nice compliment. The club are saying that we're catching the eye, which for an inexperienced manager I suppose is a real compliment. So that's nice of the club to say that, and as I say, hopefully the statement has put to bed lots of rumours and everything. My only focus, as I say, is Brentford and the team, Billy. And this squad of players deserve absolute focus, there's no doubt about
that. I'll probe you one more about this statement then, just the one more, thank you very much indeed. Does this mean that you have spoken to other clubs?
No, as I say, Billy, honestly, I've got to focus on the job at hand. If I don't focus on the job at hand, I let that group of players down. And you saw the effort tonight and the character of the squad of players and the support from the fans, which was staggering, and very, very grateful for that. But as I say, the focus has got to be then, Billy, and that's the only way it can be.
Can't keep you too long. There's plenty of conversations to be had with other press and media. That's enough for the probing.
But now
I must probe you about the game, because referee Mr. Stroud decided that Jake Bidwell's tackle was worthy of a red card. You've seen a replay of it. What's your opinion?
I've seen the replay two times now, and we see a trailing leg, and I don't see the first contact, Billy. And you can sit there and say, well, Jake's first touch made him able to make a tackle. And you could also say that Jake's first touch made the referee make a decision. It doesn't change the fact that it's a very, very tight call and important game. If there's any doubt, surely you speak in the yellow. And there's enough going on around it after that that didn't warrant yellow cards, etc., etc. So I'm mystified by that decision. It's a huge call by the referee in such an important game. And I'm not saying it spoiled it, because that would weaken the effort of the 10 players back on the pitch. Jake Bibble was devastated in there. We lose a key player for three games. And I just can't... Well, there's only certain things you can say, Billy, but for me, a decision of that magnitude is scandalous.
Would you consider challenging it?
We'd have to challenge it. We'll look at it in more detail. I'm looking at it on a laptop covered in steam in the change room there, but we'll look at it in detail tonight and tomorrow and make the right judgment, I hope.
James Tarkowski looked hurt as well and went off. What's the prognosis?
As James went to block the volley, the guy missed the ball and caught James totally accidentally. But a bit of a dead leg in the back, so to speak. So hopefully it was medicated, hope we can get through it. It was too sore, we don't want to risk him. Tony came in, as I say, and you knew Tony was set straight into the breach. So we had no doubts about that, but it's making sure to look after the welfare of the players.
It's been a funny old day for you, funny old day for Brentford fans. Can we take any positives from a defeat, again, against one of the top six, top seven, maybe not beating the teams around you, but I wondered if there's any positives you can take from it. David Button made some great saves. Stuart Dallas had to work hard. Can you take any positives?
No, there's so many positives. I don't want to dilute the quality of the team effort. You look at, as you rightly say, Butt saves. Stuart Dallas asked to do a job from midway through the first half, and he was outstanding. Absolutely outstanding, Stuart Dallas. Jonathan Douglas' effort, can't talk high enough of Dougie there today. The ground he covered, the effort he put in, the cajoling of his teammates, he led by example, Johnny Douglas. Look at Andre Gray up front, you know, tirelessly take on the back four, a single-handed second half, and still had the power and the purpose to cause them real problems. A magnificent goal, but to name three or four individuals probably dilutes the effort of all the team, who were, in my mind, put in a magnificent shift. And with that effort, they'll go a long way this season.
Finally from me, I'm sort of the guy that fans come up to in and around the ground in a situation like this, and I'm the person with the privilege to speak to you. To everybody said to me, please tell Mark Warburton we want him to stay. What would you like to say back to those chaps and chapesses?
Very thankful, Billy, from many phone calls received today, and from the outstanding support from the supporters. They've been magnificent from day one, so I can't thank them enough for that. And as I say, let them know it is generally appreciated, and hopefully the team can keep on delivering the level of performance they have done that sends them home happy and they're enjoying their football at Brentford.
Really grateful for you speaking to me, Mark. Enjoy the rest of the interviews.